Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, a few things here. You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's unbelievable. It's got the TV side on it. You can watch. It's got the radio side on it. You can listen. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver. Hi. It's even got in-game odds, egg sandwiches, videos, stories, highlights, everything. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. You won't be disappointed. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X, including this very second at SportsGrid-Live? Check it out on X. It's always, all week, all month, all year, every day. Did you know you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast Monday through Friday on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts? Let's take a look at the lineup tonight on Sports Grid TV and on Sports Grid Radio. All right, you got Front Office Sports today at 6 East, 6:30, GTD Game Time Decisions with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. And then in-game lives at 8 with Scott Wetzel and our pal Joe Madden in Calgary for Alberta. And then at 10 at Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. And then on Sports Grid Radio, it's The Institution at 8 o'clock, Carver and Lisi tonight. All that on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. Sidebar. I'm on today, obviously, and I'll be out until next Tuesday. So I'll be out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Carver High will be holding down the fort with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live. The show must go on. Carver High will handle it. No questions asked. Everybody else is on board doing the show, so no one cares, but I will not be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Monday. Very excited. So there you go. That's the deal. That's all that you need to know. And the schedule. We're good to go. So just ahead of time, I wish everyone a very happy 4th of Pharrell on Friday. I know I've always advised Carver High to not light the M80s near the children.
Yep, we try not to do that. We definitely don't need any of that on a holiday. Last thing I need is going to hospitals
no JPP,
and things
son.
Like that. I
no
just
JPP.
Don't need any of that. Yeah, because then you end up giving them a high three instead of a high five. Nobody wants a high three.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you get
a
high five.
A high three is
high
a problem.
High three from JPP. Detroit signs Caris LeVert, 2 years, $29 million for him. About Ty Jerome, who, of course, had a really good season in Cleveland with the Cavs. The Grizzlies, 3 years, $28 million for Ty Jerome. Boy, cashing in.
Well, I think that he looked really good in Cleveland with those players around him, and we'll see how he looks without him in Memphis. I say he made a dangerous move from a really good team to a crappy team. Let's just face facts. I mean, did they not fall apart, that team? Now, I will never believe for 1 minute that that guy, Jaren Jackson Jr., that's market value, but there's no way I think he's worth that money. He's not worth that money, and that team's just not that good. And they got rid of Bane, and you're telling me that you're going to replace him with Ty Jerome? Now, I don't deny that Ty Jerome can, shoot and fill it up and play, But I thought the players that he was playing with, the team that he was on, was perfect for him. And now he's going to have to go start it all over with a new team. And I think they got some guys on there that are a mess, including Ja. Like, you don't know what you're getting day to day with Ja. Is he a psycho? Is he ready to ball? Is he waving guns around? Is he sending Pharrell shoes? I love that guy and his shoes. But honestly, they've been a mess, even with him. So I don't know if Ty made the right choice. We'll see. Time will tell. I think he was way better off in Cleveland.
End of an era in Golden State. The Kevon Looney era, as he was a part of a lot of those Warrior teams. He goes to the Pelicans. 2 years, $16 million for Kevon Looney. The Lakers signed Jake LaRavia, 2 years, $12 million. Enjoy. Philly signed Trendon Watford, 2 years, $5.3 million. Mason Plumlee getting a year in 3.6 in Charlotte from the Hornets.
He's
who's
awful.
Been very active, as you said to Gabe earlier. That wasn't part of the very active that you mentioned with the Charlotte Hornets. Was getting Mason Plumlee. Tyus Jones to Orlando, 1 year, $7 million. How about this one? I thought this was the best one, the most outrageous one. The Spurs gave Luke Kornet, who sat on the bench for the Celtics, 4 years, $41 million. Luke Kornet.
Yeah, listen, I think he's a lot better than you do. He is a physical guy that bangs, dunks, lob dunks, block shots, gets rebounds. When he played for the Celtics, he was good. He was productive. Whenever they put Kornet and Pritchard in, the Celtics won games. I think he's a good player. And obviously, they didn't give him tons of burn. But when he played, he was effective in that role. And for his size and what he brings to the table, I think they actually got the right number and a fair deal. $10 million a year for that guy, he's worth it. I'm telling you, in today's NBA, a guy like him, what he does when he plays, he's worth $10
million. So Boston needed to replace Kornet. So they did with Luka Garza. 2 years, $5.5 million for Luka Garza. So they went
well,
to
I got to tell you, you know, I have been surprised, completely blown away, to be honest, that he was such an incredible college basketball player. He was the best player in America for 2 years running when he played at Iowa. He was unbelievable. And he has been a donkey dump in the NBA. I mean, this guy is a gigantic 40-pound donkey cable. That's all there is to it. Like just a giant side of the mountain donkey cable that is just, you know, the mule's going up the hill and lays one down. And I mean, you got to step to the side. That he has become a pile of Shaq in the NBA. It is amazing to me how bad he sucks. It really is. How are you that good? And then you go to the next level and you're invisible. I mean, he's literally Casper the Ghost.
Denver brings back Bruce Brown, of course. He was part of their championship team a few
remember
years
when he
ago.
Mattered.
I do.
He was down at the Acme Oyster Bar. That guy, that's what he's been doing. Drinking speaking them double rums and eating them garlic. Those garlic oysters.
Speaking of having stock in United Van Lines, Dennis Schroeder once again. This time it's Sacra Tomato. 3 years, $45 million. This will be his 10th team. He's played for a third
the
of the league.
The funny thing is he can ball. I mean, the guy can flat out play. And I think he actually has no problem living with the fact that he's been on 10 teams now. I think he's actually, when it's all said and done, he's got the full rainbow going. And he literally has played for every team in the league almost. And I don't think he has a problem with it because he knows how good he is. That guy can flat out put the ball in the hole. He can flat out get to the 10. He's got that step still. And drive by and finish. And he'll help Sacramento without a doubt. They haven't been the same, in my opinion, since they let Fox walk out the door. I mean, they suck. And I'll tell you another thing. This Sabonis guy, right, that they prop up there, like he's some kind of badass. He doesn't get it done either. That's just all there is to it.
Nope.
He does not.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So Gary Harris did a two-year deal with the Bucks, and we're still looking at all these guys that have signed, including massive deals like Shai Gilgeous's deal.
Yeah, I'm going to move into now the guys who stayed with their same teams and gave them re-signs. Of course, OKC you talked about with Gabe. SGA got 4 years, $285 million Supermax extension. $71.25 million per year. Now, the highest annual salary in the NBA from your guy SGA, $71 million a year. Must be nice.
I mean, that is staggering. And I guess the next one will be 85, and then it'll be 100. I mean, without a doubt, that's where we're headed. There's no stopping it. They make a fortune, these teams. I think the new TV deal with NBC and the Prime deal, whatever, is so enormous for these teams that they're just swimming in money.
Swimming. And they're swimming in lots of it. Like a big like in-ground pool with
like a lake.
The diving board that goes down like 12 feet on the one end. Like it's like that kind of pool that they're swimming in. Jaren Jackson Jr., Memphis, 5 years, $240 million. Like you say, like the numbers are there, but like there's just nothing excites me about Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know.
So you're giving him basically the second highest deal in the NBA, and what do you get for it? They don't win anything. So they don't matter. I mean, let's just face facts. Like they fired their coach, they got all their problems with players like Ja, etc. I mean, I like the Grizzlies until they fade away. They fade away every year, right? They just eventually disappear, and that's all there is to it. And you're giving this guy all this money for what? Like, I guess so you can have a star player? Here's another thing. Nobody cares about him. I know they care about him today when they're talking about all the money he's making. But when do we ever really sit around here, honestly, talking about, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. and all this – I heard Triple J and everything. When have you ever heard anyone say that ever? Anywhere? No one. They talk about LeBron James sitting on a toilet more than they talk about this guy's game. No one ever talks about Jaren Jackson ever. When do they do that? Ever? Like
never.
If you make that kind of money, you have to be a superstar. That's all there is to it. And I've never once thought of him as a superstar. I don't deny he can play. I don't deny he can shoot from outside. I don't deny he's good. But he's, in my view, he's no superstar. He's not a superstar. If he's a superstar, we talk about him all the time, every day. Here's another guy, Joel Embiid, right? They pay him all his money. But no matter what, whether he plays or not, we're always talking about him, right? Like, that's when you know you're worth the money, is when they talk about you even when you don't play. But how about a guy that plays every night and we never talk about him? And don't even tell me I'm wrong. No one ever talks about this guy, ever. So have fun with that contract. You're going to regret that till the day is blue.
Toronto, big deal also. They gave Jacob Poeltl 4 years, $104 million. The Raptors.
Speaking of not mattering.
Yeah. The Bucks did a lot of re-signing. Gary Trent Jr., 2 years, $7.5 million. Torian Prince, 2 years, $7.1 million. Kevin Porter Jr., 2 years, $11 million. Jericho Sims, 2 year deal.
Everyone, did they not notice that they don't win with him?
Right. They brought, this was like the worst year they had in like the last 10 years. And they brought the whole team back. But people are buying in, just like I showed you with the Hawks before. How about this? The Bucks were 100-1 before signing Miles Turner, and now they're 40-1. The Bucks. How about that? Slashing all the way down to 40-1 to win the title after getting Miles Turner.
Listen, I'll give you that they won their title, and Giannis got his hardware because of him. They won the title, and they're not winning another one.
I don't disagree with that. They're not winning another title. Not this group.
Not at 40-1 this year. They're not winning the NBA title this year. Like, can you imagine what would happen to the Milwaukee Bucks if they played the Thunder? How bad that would be? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about, like, that'd be like, they'd literally, instead of seats, they'd all be riding on brooms. They'd be swept. They'd be riding on a broom like the witch. Remember that chick? She was like a witch.
Yeah. There were a couple of trades as well since last night. Two of them involving Denver. Denver trades Michael Porter Jr. and an unprotected pick in, get this, 2032, 7 years from now. An unprotected pick to the Brooklyn Nets for Cam Johnson. So Cam Johnson, who is another one of the most overrated players in the NBA. He goes to Denver.
Listen, I'll say this. For my money, look, I think Michael Porter can definitely shoot the rock. There's no denying it. But he's always banged up.
Yeah.
This guy is always banged up. And Cam Johnson is not. And Cam Johnson can score. And unless I'm mistaken, now I could be wrong about the age here. My guess is Cam's younger, a little bit younger. I'd be willing to bet. And I think that, I don't know if they're the same age. I'll tell you one thing, Michael Porter sure looks older to me the way his body breaks down. He's always injured, right? Is he not? He played Porter, the entire.
Porter's 2 years younger than him. Porter's 27 and Cam Johnson's
6 years older because yeah. – Where was he in that series with a Thunder? He did nothing because remember his shoulder was taped up. He had it looked like he had a rotator cuff and labrum tear. His entire shoulder was taped with kinetic tape every night, and he did nothing. And he looked like he was about 50 to me. And Cam Johnson doesn't. He's 2 years older than Michael Porter. I can't even believe that because that's got to be a lie. I want to see his real ID and his passport. I do not believe that.
Denver also traded Dario Saric to the Sacramento for Valanciunas. Valanciunas going to Denver.
Valanciunas is way more physical than Saric.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Our boy Patty Connaughton on the move.
Yeah, one other trade for you. The Bucks traded Patty Connaughton and a second rounder to Charlotte for this Micić, who stinks. So just more, I guess the Bucks did have to clear some money out to get Miles Turner in there. So Patty Connaughton off to
He's
Charlotte.
Made a lot of money in the NBA. Do you think he should have pitched in the majors out of Notre Dame?
I think there's always more money in the NBA. It doesn't matter. Right. And there's a higher rate for serious injury if you're a pitcher in baseball. Like, yes, you can get a big deal. But, I mean, look at some of these deals. Like, you got guys making $40-plus million for 4 years, and they're bench guys. Like, I think you have that kind of choice. I think it's always NBA. I think he made the right move, Patty Connaughton. And he got a title, too. He was part of that Buck team. That won the championship. The salary cap will go up to $154.6 million. That's a 10% raise for this year. The tax level set at 187.8. The second apron, which is like the new hot term that everybody talks about, is in the low 200s, or around 210, I think, for that second apron, which is where you really start to get hit over the head in terms of your salary cap, if you go near that.
Second
all the teams,
apron. Is that
the
like
second apron?
Is that like when everybody started saying edge?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's ridiculous. Of course, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they don't really have much to do. Their team is pretty well locked up. They've got lots of future assets. They just gave SGA tons of money. Sam Presti is now the smartest man in basketball. Here he is on his style on how he built the Thunder.
To me, there's kind of three ways in the league. You can assemble teams. You can inherit and modify a team. Or you can build a team. So I think there's three kind of modes, you know. Build, modify, assemble. How you do that, or the way in which you do that, I think, is very contextual. For us, building is probably our best path here. And so because of that, we don't have a lot of time to determine, well, which way should we go? So the paradox of choice is not really in our, you know, in our vantage point. So I think that helped us, or helps us. We kind of know what our circle of competence is, and we try to really lean into that.
I am honestly, I almost dozed off right there. I almost, I felt one of my eyes closing. I was like,
Sam's a genius, I know, but geez, give us a rest. And finally for you, for the NBA, for now, at least, until more news comes out, Mike Brown will have a second meeting with the Knicks. He has emerged as a strong candidate. He's going to get the job, right? Like, I think this is all a waste of time. Mike Brown's probably going to be the next head coach of the Knicks, you would think.
So he just coached the Kings, right? And remember, they ran him out of there.
Ran him out. His fault.
And what did he do with that team that when he had him, when he had Fox and, you know, he had Monk and he had Sabonis, and they were allegedly a really good team, and they never were. They never were when he was the coach. They just were never that good at all. Now he's going to replace a guy that won 55% of his games and took the team to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost in six games, and they fired him. Obviously, something Dolan and Tibbs didn't get along, or, you know, Leon Rose didn't get along. I don't know. That wasn't that his boy? Wasn't that Leon Rose's boy? Not anymore. There is no way you can tell me ever that this is a step in the right direction, that this is the right move, that they did the right thing. I'll never agree that they had the coach, and they are going, I think, backwards by hiring Mike Brown. Mike Brown has already coached in the league and done nothing. What has he done? He's never won like Tibbs has won. And I'll give you this. Neither one of them have a ring. But, you know, I do not believe this is, going to help the Knicks in any capacity. You know what they need? They need to have him stand there and just don't listen to him. That's what they need to do. Don't listen to him because I don't think he's that great of a coach. So just run. Brunson should be the coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. I'm actually watching baseball right now, and the Yankees are up 2-0. Goldschmidt just doubled into the left field corner, and LeMahieu was at first. And he just arrived at third base now, an hour later, on the hit. Like, I mean, this guy, literally, there are basketball wheelchair players that are twice as fast as LeMahieu. I mean, the guy, he looked like a deer that had been hit by a car. He ran so slow. I mean, I have never seen a guy run slower than him. And while I'm at it, Goldschmidt's slow too. Now, Frank has challenged me to a race with Paul Goldschmidt. He wants me to race Goldschmidt. I think I can take Goldschmidt and LeMahieu in the same race. And while I'm at it, I think I can beat Hunter Dickinson in a race as well because he runs like a bratwurst in the Milwaukee sausage run. He really does. Look into it while I'm out, Carver Hyde. You can get a race set up with the Yankees and, you know, see if Goldschmidt and LeMahieu will race me. It's a lot like Hill and the guy, what's his name, Lyons. They tried to get them to race, but the guy chickened out. He petered out, so he sent his brother to race him, and then Hill beat him. It set up the, like, you remember, I went to the game with Doug Wade and Tavares and these guys when I went to the Yankee game and I drank them under the table, those guys. Same thing. Call the Yankees, see if I can set up a race, a foot race with those two slow hacks.
We could probably work that out somehow.
I think Detlef Schrempf-Scampi went to that drinking festival as well. And Matt Martin. All those four. So not only that, I hung out with your Islanders even though I hate them. I went drinking with them one day. And none of them could go toe-to-toe with me drinking. None of them. I had like 50 drinks that day, and I still made it on the subway back to the city.
I think that you could definitely say the Yankees do not have many guys that are fleet of foot. They have a lot of guys.
Fleet enemas they have.
And, of course, they end up getting no runs because Bellinger flies out to right center field to end the inning.
Right.
So
no runs.
If LeMay, they get no runs out of that second and third situation that they just had there. They didn't get a lot of runs last night either. Well, they got four. 5-4 they lost. It was a four-run bottom of the sixth for Toronto that got the job done last night in the first game of the series. That game got Toronto within two of first place in the AL East. The bad news for the Yankees last night was actually before the game. Austin Wells is having testing done on his left hand. He's got a circulatory issue.
Yeah.
Your boy, Austin Wells.
I'm having the same thing, I think, on the 24th. I have, as you know, multiple finger injuries, broken thumb, and I have an index finger with nerve damage where if I touch my finger at all, it literally feels like it's on fire. And that I have, and like, and someone is driving a giant nail through it, like Jesus, like when they did that whole deal with the cross and everything through his hand. It feels like I have someone driving giant, like enormous nails through my finger, and I have a broken thumb. So I'm actually going to see the hand specialist on the 24th. Maybe my hand will be healed by then. It's so far from now. The 24th to me is like next year. But that's when I'm going to the hand specialist. Maybe I'll see him there with his hand. Austin Wells has the same. Maybe has the same hand doctor as I do in New York.
I hope not, because if this is a significant thing for Austin Wells, here's the problem: the rest of the Yankee catchers are horrible.
Horrible.
Like this, the guy catching today, JC Escara, like the Uber driver there, Escara. He's awful. I get you want to play him once in a week, but whatever. He stinks. Again, I know they've had Ben Rice catching a little bit here and there lately, but that's
wasn't like
Escara
a cab driver or something?
Correct. He was the Uber driver that made the team. It's like straight out of Major League for
there
that guy getting involved. Elsewhere last night, Phillies beat the Padres 4-0. We got a couple of bell ringings last night. Why don't we get this one involved here? NBC Sports Philly for Nick Castellanos ringing the bell.
Ding, ding.
Lines that one to deep left field. Does it have enough height? It does! Solo home run!
Swung at the first pitch.
He sure did. It's his 10th home run of the year. And the Phillies are on top 4-0.
Springer just hit a home run off of Freed Chicken. Wow. It's 2-1.
Wow.
2-1
now. Did
he get injured last night and he's out there hitting home runs today?
He did. I guess he was okay. Also last night in that game, Zach Wheeler, 8 innings, 6 hits, no runs, 10 Ks. What a month of June he had. A 0.58 in the month of June for the Phillies as he was outstanding. I wanted to give you this too because I saw it last night and I thought it was interesting. Harper came back last night. Remember he had that wrist injury a couple weeks ago. He was on the IL. It kind of sounds to me like it's still a problem, and I don't know if he kind of says it wasn't getting anywhere, but he doesn't seem very confident that this injury has gone away, even though he's come off the IL.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple days, and from BP to live and things like that kind of gave us the same results each day. So I thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see, how I feel tonight, tomorrow, and...
He doesn't sound
I have no
confident.
Idea what just happened there. He did look a little bit like a walrus.
He really sounds like it's still bothering him is what it sounds to me. And I don't know if he felt pressure to come back because the offense has been sputtering a little bit with him out of it or what. But you know what usually happens then, Scotty? He hurts it again worse. That's usually what happens when you come back too soon. Hopefully that doesn't. Well, that would be a shame, that's for sure. Let's go next to the Buccos, who are on fire right
now.
Can you
believe it?
The Pittsburgh Pirates, 7-0 blanking of the Cardinals last night. They moved this Spencer Horowitz up into the leadoff spot. He homered to start the game, clearing the bases in his second at-bat. Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Last year, the big league level with Toronto. And hits this hard to left. And this is going to travel over the head of Brendan Donovan. And this will score a couple of runs.
Donovan.
Spencer Horowitz is the Pirates' leadoff hitter. Homer and a 2-run double and a 3-0 lead.
I can't even believe it because I just want to say how bad he sucks, truly, as a player. Like, this guy, they got him. Listen, they actually sold us that they got this guy because of his bat. And he's got 2 home runs the whole year. Like, 2 home runs. I mean, I'd hit 2 home runs. I mean, how do you sign a guy for his bat and he has 2 home runs? Now, last night he had a home run and a double. I mean, it's like a miracle from heaven. It really is. Because every time I watch, like, that guy bat, now, 2 things have happened this year. I saw Henry Davis have a hit on this show live one day. It was the first time that's ever happened, that I've ever seen him actually have a hit. And then the other day, he went 4-for-4 in a game. And I literally, I didn't eat food the whole day that day when he went 4-for-4. I gave my dinner up to the poor down the street in Hell's Kitchen. I just let him have my dinner. Because it was the first time I ever saw that guy have 4 hits. And now I've seen Spencer Horowitz hit his second home run. I mean, it really is a Christmas miracle in July. July 1st, a Christmas miracle.
The Pirates are the third team in Major League history to win 4 straight games by 7 or more runs while allowing 2 or fewer in the game. I think the last time was the Pirates, third in history, and the last time was the Pirates in 1911. Was the last time that happened. Pirates with a
I
lot
thought you were
going to
tell me it was 1960. 1911, shouldn't he be allowed to talk about it?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
So honestly, you're telling me they have, like, they've reached a verdict on some of the Diddy Combs counts and not others. Apparently not the most major of the counts, but the middle counts, like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. So what I want to know is, like, this trial has been going on, right, for like 6 weeks or something in here in New York City. And I don't have any bones in it. I don't have anything to do with it. I've never been to a freak off. But the one thing I do know is that I watched that video. I mean, that's the all-time video. I mean, Ray Rice has nothing on Sean Combs. The beating that he gave that girl in that hallway at that hotel by that elevator, on, like, right on closed circuit, right on TV, like live television, watching that guy beat that girl. I mean, just drag her and beat her and kick her and stomp her and punch her, haymakers to the head and everything else. That guy, are you kidding me? That guy has any chance whatsoever to get off is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. How can you do that to a woman and get away with it? I want to know. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care who your lawyer is. When they got you dead to rights on video, pummeling the living shack out of some chick, dragging her and stomping her and basically almost killing her, and you're not going to prison, then nobody should go to prison for anything. Ever. For anything. Is Malik Beasley going to go to jail for all of his crimes? Like, didn't they send Porter to prison? Isn't he going to prison? Like, and you're telling me this guy can beat that chick and not go to prison? Someone explain that to me, and I'll be over here having a sandwich so I can, you know, not listen to you. I'm not going to listen to anyone tell me that guy should get away with that. I don't care who he is. I don't care how many albums. I don't care how many cons. I don't care about his mansions, all his money, and all of his bullshack. You do that to a chick, you need to go away. That's just all there is to it. And that's my legal briefing for the day, Carver High.
You did play a lawyer in your past life, so at least legal eagle is what we would call
really
you.
I really miss those days.
The Red Sox put the big stick on the Reds last night at Fenway, 13-6, or should we really say Willy Abreu put the big stick on them too? He had two homers, Scotty. One was a grand slam later in the game that was a little icing on the cake, but everyone loves inside the park homers. Especially on coast to coast. Here we go on Nesson.
He's had a 7-0 lead in the first inning. A high drive way back there toward the triangle. Friedel racing back. And that one is going to be off the wall. That's going to keep on rolling on the warning track. Here comes William Rodney. He's trying to score. Looking for an inside to Parker. He dives in with an inside the park home run.
Yeah, I don't care. I just wanted to say that the Red Sox mean nothing to me, but the Jays just hit a 3-run homer, Jimenez, and they're now beating Freed Chicken and the Yankees 4-2. Maybe I should have grabbed that $1.39.
Yeah, 4-2 now after the deep center field shot by Andrés Jiménez off of Max Fried. And, of course, they keep showing Jazz because of what should have been an error. For some reason, they called a hit, extended that inning on. Not a good outing last night for Chase Burns. He only got one out. He allowed 5 runs in the first and his second start. Remember, the Yankees couldn't touch him for the first couple innings last week. A's beat the Rays 6-4 down in Tampa. Welcome back to Shea Langeliers off the IL last night. Says hello on A's Radio.
As Kurtz Rooker take their leads. The 2-1 pitch, that swung on. Welcome back, driving a deep left center. Morrell looks up, and it is gone. A three-run shot for Langoliers. Good to have you back. It's 3-0 Athletics.
Wow. Very exciting there. Langoliers getting involved.
He was. Orioles beat the Rangers 10-6 and 11. Now, this was a wild extra innings. Let's just say it was wild.
I watched.
The Orioles scored three runs in the top of the 10th. I'm going to play you one of those three because we rang the bell with it. Homers by Henderson and Couser. The Rangers tied it with a three-run shot by Adalys Garcia in the bottom half of the 10th. And then the Orioles scored four in the top of the 11th. But since we rang the bell with Gunner, we are obligated to play his homer in the top of the 10th on Masson.
Henderson drills it to right field. Deep in the heart of Texas, the Orioles take a two-run lead. Gunnar Henderson blasts off left on left. A loud lashing against Garcia.
Didn't he have the big hit in the 11th as well?
He had the hit that extended. So it was 8-6, and he came up with a couple on, and he hit a two-run double to make it 10-6. So we had four RBIs in the extra innings, in the 10th and the 11th inning, Gunnar Henderson last night. It was what I said to you yesterday, starting to hit the ball like he did last year. I think he dealt with a lot of injuries the first couple of months, starting to look like himself. How about the Texas Rangers this year? They're first in ERA. They're first in fielding percentage. They're 29th in batting average. They can't hit. That's what it all comes down to. The Rangers can't hit, Scotty.
Have you ever seen anything like that pitcher last night throwing that meat pie to Garcia?
Yeah.
Like, he threw nothing but fastballs. They threw literally every single pitch of the game to Garcia in all of his at-bats. He never saw one pitch besides fastballs. Why in God's earth did they do that? Like, I've never seen anything so stupid in my life. Did you see that literal meat pie he threw for that home run to tie that game? I was like,
I did.
It's like the game was fixed.
And considering that's like the first big hit Garcia's had all year, I don't know what happened to that guy. But for him to throw it right down the middle, Garcia got a piece of it. And then he did like a big show, Garcia, after he hit it.
It took him
right?
5 minutes to get around the base pass.
He did a big dance at home plate. First, this is the first big hit the guy's had all year. That guy's been
so
awful.
What?
Garcia.
So what?
Honest. And then they still lost.
They still lost, and I cashed a ticket on the Orioles.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, so 4-2 Toronto on the Yankees, and they're in the top of the fifth. Judge got a hit. Jazz is up. Nobody out. But they're down a couple runs. Your boy Cal Raleigh getting involved again last night.
This guy is unbelievable, Cal Raleigh. Mariners beat the Royals 6-2. 33rd homer of the season for Cal Raleigh. That's the third most ever through the 30th of June. Bonds had 39-01. McGuire had 37-98. And Griffey and Sosa both had 33-98 as well. Now Cal Raleigh's got 33-2 on Root Sports.
Deep out to right center field. Does he get enough of
I mean, the guy's just going off. I can't wait to see him in the Home Run Derby. You think he can win that?
I think he can absolutely win that. You know, look, I guess it's a little bit different, right? You know, the home run derby and then in a regular game, we've seen lots of guys who say you got to messes up their swing, adjust things. But this guy's he's no joke, man. If I was him, I'd actually chill on the home run derby, because think about those names we just mentioned that he's now evened up with at this point of the season on July 1st. Like, and most of those seasons are, those are gas seasons, right? McGuire, Bonds, and Sosa. Now, to Griffey in 98, he wasn't gassed up. But Raleigh's got a chance, Scotty, if he stays healthy, to do something pretty historic this year.
Get tired by doing that?
I think that the home run derby doesn't happen to everybody, but we've heard guys do it and say after, you know, it was a lot. It was a lot on me. It's a lot of swinging. It's a lot of this. It messes up your swing. I don't know if I was him, I'd want to mess with it. But I respect that he wants to give the crowd a show in the kind of year that he's having. I do respect that from him. I just hope it doesn't mess with a potential 65-plus homer season. Because he got a chance to go down. He got a chance to pass Judge from a few years ago. What he did in that season. So God bless and good luck to Cal
Raleigh. Let's hope not that he doesn't do that.
I don't know. I think he's got a shot with the year that he's having at this point. Diamondbacks beat the Giants 4-2 last night as well. Eugenio Suarez had a big homer at the end to put it away for the Snakes.
So did Gurriel.
Gurriel homered, yes, as well for the Diamondbacks. Can Tarik Skubal win the Cy Young and the MVP? Verlander was the last to do it. It was in 2011. He's currently 25, I believe, or 125. Where do they got Skubal at now, Scotty? $125 to 1 to win the MVP, but obviously that's because Judge is such a big favorite.
Listen, we talked about it yesterday. Watching this guy throw that changeup when that's the nastiest pitch. By the way, Stanton just struck out again. He just is striking out every single time he comes to the plate. He's in a massive slump. So watching this guy, Skubal's change, because he throws heat, and then all of a sudden he'll throw his change. Have you ever seen anything like that pitch, how it comes over the top and drops down literally to their shoestrings? I mean, that pitch is so unhittable, it's not even funny. I mean, it's like you got to have a 56-degree wedge just to get the bat on the ball. I mean, you need a golf club, because that thing goes from the top of his release down to the ground. I mean, it is literally, it just dives down to their feet, and he humiliates guys with it. He had 13 strikeouts the other night. Like, that pitch is so unbelievable and unhittable, and that's why they should be a playoff team, and that guy should be pitching in a clinching game, and he'll be unhittable. I mean, that guy, he could literally go out and throw a no-hitter in a clinching game. That's how good he is. So, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard of that he would win both the Cy Young and the MVP, because he's dominant.
Unbelievable season he's having, that's for sure. But Judge or Raleigh's going to win the AL MVP this year. Not Skubal. He's getting it to Cy Young.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.